Let's do this.
Let's go.
All right, Steph, get ready to say what you need to say after I do this thing.
Hey, this is Nicholas Brendon. I play Xander on Buffy the Vampire Slayer, and you're listening to Potential Cast.
Oh. Do I go now?
Yes, that's when you go.
This is season 5, episode 15. I Was Made to Love You. The gang encounters a powerful robot named April, who is determined to find Warren, the man who built her to love him only. My name is Stephanie.
This is Kimberly.
I'm Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
And I'm Moira.
Yay,
Moira!
Hey, Moira.
Hey.
And I'm Robin.
Robin!
What?
Yeah. Yeah, Robin's here.
Too many dicks. Too many dicks. Too many dicks on the dance floor.
Okay.
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
So, for those of you wondering, hey, why is this episode so late? Well, the blame lies strictly in Canada, in Montreal, to be more specific. I forgot to start recording my audio again after we tried to get the Google Talk thing going the first time. So, you know what? Silver lining, Kim gets to join us this time, although she just walked out of the room. Was it something I said?
You had to get a pineapple, I think.
Well, she went to go get a fresh, ripe pineapple. Not a euphemism for some reason. It really should be.
And Steph gets to join us, too.
Steph gets to join us, too. Moira's back. Robin's here. Gabby's here. I'm here. And I have checked. It is recording.
Yay!
All the resources are recording. So, let's talk about this stupid robot episode.
I think Gabby and I already discussed it enough. See ya, folks.
All right. Good night.
No, okay, we have to talk about... Okay, what is... Okay, she's not just for sex, but she's a sex bot, or she's a girlfriend. So a man made a girlfriend. So it's like Stepford Wives to me. Does it not remind you of a movie?
It reminds me of Weird Science. Remember that movie?
Oh, yeah.
Remember it.
That was my life back then. I'm going to go get a bra and put it on my head just for this episode.
Kelly LeBrock.
That would have been funny if I had a prop ready to go. But.
Yes.
So, I actually watched the commentary for the second recording, so I could have different things to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole episode comes from this idea that Joss Whedon, he said, "Let's cast a beautiful woman." Let's cast a beautiful woman that everyone automatically realizes is a robot. Like, so basically the structure of the show around that joke.
That's funny.
So, and you know, the second part of that joke comes up later when Warren is like, "Prepare yourself. She's a robot." It's like, yeah.
That was pretty awesome. It is true that that kind of went over my head, because I, too, as the citizens and denizens of Sunnydale, it's old hat. Of course she's a robot. That's not out of the ordinary. We're on the Hellmouth. And it is funny how everybody's just like, yep, I get it. We'll move along.
Steph, what were you going to say?
I don't know.
Well, I thought Robin was going to say, it's real interesting because you see, Joss Whedon also had a robot girlfriend. And this is based on actual events.
No. No.
Oh.
However, it is interesting that the last time we saw Joyce dating, it was a robot.
This is true.
Wow.
The circle of life Oh, never mind. I'm just warming up, too.
Or cooling off.
So,
oh, I know what this, I was going to say. Okay.
Yeah, please.
You know, why was Xander making all these remarks about how attractive the April was, and Willow was making these remarks about how attractive she was. It's just that, like, were they trying to show that this girl is like the epitome of what a man would want, or whatever?
Moira's phone.
What I mean, that she's like the epitome of what is attractive. Or were they saying something about relationships and jealousy and whatever?
Well, Steph, I'd like to answer that right after I ask you to maybe find a spot where your Wi-Fi isn't trying to get through a brick wall. Because we're having a hard time hearing you.
Any better, so.
Okay, then carry
silent-y.
On. I will say that I think this particular episode was all about Buffy realizing that maybe she just needs to be Buffy plus zero for a while. Maybe she doesn't need a plus one right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that she bonds so eloquently and fittingly with April as April's batteries are finally winding down on the swings,
mm-hmm.
Is, I think, the whole point. I think the whole point is Buffy doesn't need anyone right now, and she's actually finally okay with that for once.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, and she doesn't have to. The robot was supposed to be every man's dream, or at least, what was the maker's name again?
Warren's
dream, anyway. But no, that Buffy doesn't have to change anything about herself or mold herself to make a man accept her. Mm-hmm. So A, she can be on her own, right? But also, if she chooses to be with somebody, it should be on her terms.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I agree with you.
This was another interesting part in the commentary with Jane Espenson. She says, you know, when Warren is having this talk with Buffy about making the perfect girl, it's kind of reflecting back on Buffy's feelings about Riley. And how, you know, she was trying to make that relationship perfect, and it was perfect and everything. Hi, honey. but unfortunately, you know, just because it's perfect doesn't mean it's, you know, right for you.
All it's cracked uppity?
What?
It's not all it's cracked up to.
Right, right. You know, if you try to make yourself perfect for somebody, this is the kind of relationship you get. They don't really know you, and you end up feeling pretty much alone anyway.
Mm-hmm. There's zero challenge at that point as well.
Yes.
You've created this person mm-hmm. that you think that knows everything about you, that will do everything you want them to do whenever you want them to do it, and then mm-hmm. you're like, well, what else is there? There's zero challenge whatsoever, and it can get stale and boring.
Mm-hmm.
And he got bored so quickly with her that he left her behind and didn't even tell her.
I would venture to say.
What a nice guy. In his dorm room? Left her in the dorm room.
Well, this nice guy, did you notice how many times he told Katrina to shut up?
Oh, he's a dick.
Douche.
Yeah, he's horrible.
He's going to have to keep on creating girlfriends because none of them are going to stick around because he's a complete condescending tool.
Well, because any real girl wouldn't want him.
Katrina, for some stupid reason.
Oh, well.
Maybe she has issues.
Yeah, but saw his true colors and then she told him to, you know, take a hike.
So what happened in this episode again? Oh, Spike!
Spike was thrown through a window by April the Robot. Willow thought April the Robot was cute. No, was it Tara? Yeah. It was Willow.
Willow. She's not Tara's type, apparently.
Yeah,
Willow. Yeah, she's not Tara's type. Because April will not eventually become evil and kill Buffy. This is what I'm hoping for. Notice the crossing of the fingers.
Well, that's the other thing. She's about that whole thing. She was Jane Espenson was trying to play against stereotypes, whereas you know Anya wasn't being the typical jealous girlfriend.
Yeah, that was good.
But Willow was at all like acting all hot for this girl as well, and Tara was kind of like, "Hey."
Well, she was hotter than Tara. That's all I'm saying.
Room temperature is hotter than Tara.
Oh snap!
That's horrible. I still love you, Tara.
I don't think she's that hot. That's all I'm saying. I think she has a lower specific heat than room temperature. That's all. Or is it heat capacity? I always get specific heat and heat capacity mixed up. Moira, can you clarify?
I don't think I remember, to be honest.
But you're a science correspondent, damn it.
I'll get rid of that. I'll Google that. But no, my keyboard would be too loud. I better not.
It'll mute you if it hears typing. This true. Google Hangout is like the nemesis of Colleen.
Does it really? It really does mute you?
Yeah, it says, okay, it'll say, I think you're typing. It muted you, it says. It's hilarious.
It did.
That's awesome.
I heard, but
it's great.
Oh, yes, it did.
Oh, I didn't. So Xander in a big, huge, fat sumo outfit.
That was funny. Puffy Xander.
Oh, Puffy that's Xander. Right. And Xander is, in my opinion, still clearly in love with Buffy.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think little speech,
Yeah. I think he still has the feelings.
Yeah, and he was there to say all the right things because, you know, Buffy needed to hear it.
He's her friend.
Yeah.
And he is her friend, and he does love her, genuinely. Mm-hmm. It's not like he's trying to manipulate a situation to get into her pants. He has honest-to-goodness feelings for her that whether or not they still include a crush doesn't really matter. He's boffing the former revenge demon. He's got... his friend Buffy, who's confiding in him more, trusting him more, treating him more like a grown-up. I think this was also a big, you know, she hit her low. She hit the bottom of the barrel enough to see Xander as more of a grown-up and with more important things to say than she would usually. I think she was that down in the dumps. And I think it helps out.
She was so down in the dumps, she was having a conversation about shimming. Yeah, but I will amend my statement, though, that nobody heard except for us, that I still do believe that he's got the lovey-dovey feelings for her. Hmm. I don't think they'll ever go away, but I think he's come to terms with the fact that she's just not something that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So it's like, okay, I still love you. I'll be your friend. I will still be there for you. Mm-hmm. You do what you got to do. I got this Dungeon Demon girlfriend or whatever, if that ever ends up breaking up and moving on. But it's still a little sad to see that going on. And then two, I still feel like she can use him to be there for her when no one else can.
You think she's using him when she goes to support?
She can count on him?
She can count on him more than anyone else. But I don't know.
Because wasn't Xander also the one that talked to her about Riley
and tried to talk her into
if you want this, go for it, kind of that big pep talk.
Yeah, okay.
Before she went chasing after the helicopter.
Oh, chasing after the helicopter and screaming at something that can't hear her.
I wanted him to get distracted and fall out of it.
Riley!
Anyway. No, Xander's turning into a grown up. It's kind of scary. Mm-hmm.
It is.
Oh dear.
Yeah, he likes
I'm just
his
curious
job.
As to where Steph is going.
Wait a minute, then he's not a real grown up because he likes his job.
No. Well,
I
know someone who's a carpenter and he loves his job.
Yeah, so do I.
I like my job.
Wow.
I like my job.
Okay. I like my job most of the time.
Sorry, fine, I'm projecting.
Yes, I believe that's the term.
I'm projecting my feelings on my job. Sorry, everybody that loves their jobs.
What is wrong with this Spike guy that he just doesn't get it? He doesn't get the message.
He's got a huge crush and he's hung up on her and love is blind. I don't know.
He's obsessed.
Right?
After
he's
everything
obsessed.
She said the last time, he still shows up to this party and talks to her like there's a chance. And then at the very end, the creepiest of creepy moments. Here, build me a robot.
Oh, I don't want to
so
see
Gabby,
it happy.
Gabby.
Yes.
What do you think his motivations are for getting, and I'll ask this of Gabby, myself, and Kim, starting with Gabby, going with Kim, and then finishing with myself, and Moira too, but Robin and Steph, you guys already know, so it's not fair. Gabby, what do you think are the motivations for Spike getting a Buffy robot built?
I think he is obsessed and desperate. And if he can't have her, he wants a facsimile of her. And Robin is making sexy hand gestures.
Oh.
So that is what I'm thinking is the motivation behind it. But I don't know. I still think that as disgusted as Buffy claims she is, I don't know. I think she likes being chased, or there's something about him. There's something about him that has intrigued her.
I think you're projecting your feelings on
Buffy. I could. Oh, shit. There I am. Yeah. This is Projection Cast.
Welcome, everyone, to Gabby Projecting.
Fine.
Awesome.
I would like it if Spike.
Spike, can he chase? Me.
If he chased me, he wouldn't have to make a robot of me.
Hey, this is exactly what happened last episode. I'm glad we could rekindle the magic. Kim, what do you think Spike's motivations are? Do you think it's simply sexual? Do you think it's that gross? Or do you think that he's going to use the robot to somehow manipulate the situation and have Buffy fall in love with him?
Well, right now, I think it's all purely physical. And I think he has the mentality of I want. And so, since he can't get it that way, he's found a different way. And I think that's all it is right now. I don't know if anything is going to happen, or I can't imagine anything right now of what might happen with a Buffy bot later on.
Ugh.
Except for maybe her fighting herself for some cool scene later. Or because if the robot is that good, it'll school and her real friends. Why are you guys laughing at me?
No, I'm laughing. No, I'm like,
Gabby.
No, this whole, like, the Buffy bot nonsense. Oh my God, it just makes me angry.
She's in pain. It's hilarious.
Like, if anything, yeah. I think the only point of Buffy 2.0 would be if it was such a if it was such a great representation, it would try to fool her against all her friends. Like, I'm the real Buffy. No, I'm the real Buffy. You know, I think that's the only thing we're going to see from that.
And then we'd hear, da, 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 da.
Exactly.
So
here's my thought. Wait, Moira, you go first.
Mm-hmm. I agree with Kim. I think it's physical. And I think Spike knows he can't have the real thing on some level, so he's going to have his facsimile. And then he will have a facsimile that will do exactly what he wants, because he thinks that's going to make him happy.
I agree, because think about when he was with Harmony. He didn't want Harmony.
No!
She was just there.
She was role-playing Buffy for him.
Exactly. Right? And she was probably role-playing nuts for a
Drew?
While.
Drew?
Drusilla.
What's her nuts? What's her nuts? You know, what's her nuts?
Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't think of her name. I think he just needed something to pick up space.
I think it's very immediate, and I don't think it's a long-term plot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
I hope not.
Oh, God.
I think that we're led to believe that Buffy 2.0 will simply be Buffy the Vampire Lair. I think Spike will get sick and tired of this particular invention, because it won't give him what he really wants, which is actual Buffy. And somehow Glory is going to try and fight the robot and get killed by a robot. And Buffy won't have to do a thing.
Wow, I forgot about Glory.
Hmm. How could you forget about the Glorificus one?
Because I wanted her to be in another show and she wasn't there, so now I'm mad at her.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
True. What show?
That other show you
That other show on. That we talk about sometimes.
Yeah.
Actually, X-Files?
Make sure to X.com.
No, I can't relive that magic.
Okay, remember when Buffy calls? Okay, in the beginning, Ben gives Buffy. Can y'all hear me? Can you see?
Yeah, we can hear you. Keep talking.
Is it bad? Is my internet
it sounds
better?
Awesome.
Much better.
Yep. Okay. In the beginning, Ben gave Buffy his phone number in case she wanted to go get coffee. And then later on, when she decided that she needed to be by herself, that she didn't need to worry about being in a relationship, she calls his voicemail and leaves him a message saying that. And Glory heard the voicemail and was, like, disappointed that Buffy rejected them.
Yeah.
Robin, what did Jane say about that?
Let me tell you guys. Don't listen to commentaries. She did say something about that in particular, but it was very spoilery. So, unfortunately, I can't say.
Oh.
Tell me later.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, this was the one with the red tube dress.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's been a while. I'm sorry.
Okay, how about this, newbies? What do you guys think about the, I don't want to steal anybody's quote, but do you know who I am? Do you guys like the idea that she could just show up at somebody's house and be like, Vampire Slayer, guys, here to help. And they're like, oh, yeah, totally. And, you know.
Yeah, but didn't they figure out he'd gone to school with them or something?
Yes.
What was it?
Do you like her having more of a private status?
Or in general? Like, he went to Sunnydale High, but I don't remember if it was, and he was in our graduating class.
Yeah, yeah. He went for 1 year.
The year before Buffy got there.
She was just impatient. She was ready to get, she was ready to be done with this situation.
Well, you know, the way James said it was just kind of like, it's kind of fun to be able to have a character just know automatically, not have to have it explained to them that, hey, I'm the Vampire Slayer. I'm here to help you with your robot problem. It's just like, oh, I know Buffy. She helps with everything. She was the class protector.
Class protector. Bro.
Goofy umbrella.
Stupid title, man. Yes. Stupid
One
title.
One of the best moments purpose. Ever. Shut up. I mean, you guys are entitled to your opinions. You're amazing.
What the best? Come on, Robin. It was stupid.
It was not stupid. It was heartwarming and beautiful.
The umbrella.
It doesn't matter what it was. It could have been a
turtle shell.
A slice of beef. A turtle shell. Whatever.
It was ridiculous.
It was the fact that their classmates were like, "Yes, this is you are appreciated."
After they like shunned her for like 4 years, and all of a sudden, by the way, Buffy, you're amazing.
Yeah.
Barf.
I believe that was my quote. How dare you think that?
So I don't want to retread over old ground, but you know, we might talk a bit about how much you guys like Joyce later.
This Warren guy makes a robot. He gets bored of her. Doesn't have the common decency to kill it. He basically figures it'll just run out of batteries.
Yes. And then can't figure out how she powers up.
Oh, God. Yep. How is she recharging?
Well, throughout the episode, she talks about how she's tired. And so there's little hints to let you know that her batteries are failing. Mm-hmm.
There was a line, I think I brought this up last time we spoke, that our little robot girl says that just kills me because it's echoes of Willow, because she says, "Did I do something wrong?"
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's echoes of Buffy, too.
Yeah. Buffy. Yeah, and it's, I don't know what Jane Espenson, you know, what she would say about this, but I mean, I'm hoping that the point of it was to highlight the idea that when women blame themselves for the end of these relationships, that's absolutely the wrong thing you're supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be thinking, the guy's an asshole. So you're supposed to be thinking,
yeah, because usually they are assholes.
For sure, that was.
I remember my asshole phase. Wait a second.
So this is what they say Stepford Wives, because I say, this is about male dominance and female submission.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Stop it.
Sorry.
That's terrible.
About batteries that don't wind down right now. I think that's
Yeah, every guy has an asshole phase.
Yeah, it usually lasts from when they're 18 to when they're until they're dead.
35. 18 to 35.
Or just when they're experimenting in university.
Big eye. Anyway, yeah. I really hope it might be the last time we have to listen to a female character say, "Did I do something wrong?"
I think I can see into the future.
Throughout the entire
An episode really? Upcoming of a general. Different show. There's an episode coming up of a different show that I may have watched ahead where someone says exactly that. Aww. Did I do something wrong?
Hmm.
Mm. And then I think it's dropped immediately because it's ironic. Spoilers! Hey, Artie.
All right.
Don't know what you're referring
to. Did I do something wrong?
No. All right. In that vein, let's get to some feedback.
What?
Do we have anything else to say?
Can I just say that the robot viewpoint where you get to see all of her programs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, yes.
Is hilarious. It's awesome.
Also, we didn't mention that the robot was going to be played by Britney Spears until she had to... had to cancel, so this would have been a Britney Spears episode.
Oh, really?
Are you serious? She was supposed to be the
robot? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Thank goodness she
wow.
She already played a fembot in another movie.
Oh, yeah?
Really?
Yeah. Austin Powers.
Austin Powers, yeah.
Oh!
And she also played an idiot in How I Met Your Mother. So, typecast? Yes.
Okay, where do we get to the Google Hangout questions?
Now, the Google Hangout questions aren't popping up. People aren't sending us Google Hangout questions, but if you go to the YouTube page and look at the comments, you can see what people are saying.
What's the URL for the YouTube page? I want to see.
It's in the Facebook group.
Well, we're supposed, me and Steph are supposed to be like
monitor.
Yeah, but I don't think you guys are checking it out because I checked earlier and some people are saying some awesome stuff. We should bring it up, Robin.
Oh,
what are people saying that's awesome?
That's what she said.
Can this be our feedback section? Because holy cow.
All right. Let me play Paul Mackey's voicemail.
I'm going to find the Facebook. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm going to play Paul Mackey's voicemail. I was going to stiff. I'm going to
what?
Stiff.
What?
I'm going to skip Stephanie Smith's voicemail, if that's okay with Stephanie Smith.
Pardon? Huh?
You sent us voice feedback for this episode. Do you want me to play
it? Oh, I deleted it.
I didn't. I have it here on my iTunes.
Oh, no, don't play it.
All right, I'll play Paul Mackey. There we go.
Guys, it is really hard. Not only am I woefully behind on production of my very own Ghostlight podcast, and that's about the serious slings and arrows. Find us at quadruplez.com. This is Paul Mackey in the freezer room. But, you know, I've been busy with a guest spot on your show and one for Investigating Mars, then an Intro to X, and then another Investigating Mars. Also, I do the only feedback calls for Investigating Mars and for your show and for Intro to X. I mean, have you heard that show, Intro to X? Nobody calls the feedback section. Their whole feedback section lasts like a minute and a half. Yeah, whatever. I don't know. Anyways, I'll get back to I Was Made to Love You soon. But not right now. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks, Paul. Bye. That was from 3 weeks ago.
Kim sends in the most feedback to Intro to X, but we never hear it. That's how
no.
Silent
co-host.
You're silent.
She is. It's incredible.
Awesome. So, Robin, you want to read some stuff?
I like when you whisper secrets to me that everyone can hear.
That's really cool.
Were you saying my name, sir?
Yeah, Robin, go ahead and read some of the YouTube comments, perhaps, some questions.
Sure. Okay. Hola, Illyria. Let's see. JCBSTN77 says, now I want beer. Let's see. There's a lot of C words. Buffy Summers says, I should be doing homework, but I'm watching The Potentials. You're going to fail out of college, Buffy.
Damn right.
I think I. Nutty says Tara is adorably hot for sure.
What?
And Serenity Forever 89 says Tara heart. The other Robin and Soul says poor Spikey. I think they're just kind of reacting to what we're saying. Yep. John Pavlich says Illyrio and company missed the symbolism of the umbrella.
No, we didn't. It was stupid. we called it out.
I concur.
Can someone mute Illyrio? No, there's really not much here. Right. They were supposed to leave comments, but...
No, people are doing whatever they want, and that's fine. But okay. We have to leave comments on that. This is a brand new thing. So, you know, live and let figure stuff out. What's that? Toronto Blue Jays. Is that like a thing that you're told is going to be really, really, really awesome, and then it's not?
Illyrio?
Yes.
Let's just
all right,
stop
let's move
right
along.
Now.
So.
Hey, guys, sports.
Your sports ball team is worse than my sports ball team, okay?
Sports ball.
With all the points.
Hey, let's read Facebook feedback.
Yes, do that.
Okay, Patrick Thomas says, robots make everything better, except in iRobot Eugene and Ted, I guess. Hattie says, hey, kitty cat. Hattie says, obviously she's a robot. Love that whole thing. Like, assuming others wouldn't know, but they all do. Rachel says, ah, yes, the episode with trees and scenes. No, that's not what that says. Oh, yes, the episode with three end scenes. You think it's over, then it isn't. Then it is, but it isn't. Oh, and a cliffhanger to boot. And how cute is Tara trying to fit in with her spicy talk?
Ugh.
Vera Medina says, I have to rewatch this episode, or maybe not, but the bot is creepy, and the dude who made it, ooh. Also, the end scene, what's that about? Rachel Horn says, also, and I am sure that there will be plenty of feedback saying this, but the part of April was written for Britney Spears, but she had to pull out at the last minute.
Hi-yo!
She said.
No. Yeah. Oops. Elizabeth Smith says, I like Britney well enough, but I'm quite glad it didn't work out. I actually think the actress that played April did a nice job, especially at the end. Terrible shoes. Yeah, I didn't think those shoes went with the dress either. They were too casual for dress. On another shallow note, Joyce looks good with red lipstick.
Mm.
She looks like a tart. I'm kidding, guys. I'm kidding.
No, that's the following episode.
Can you see by your expression that you're kidding?
Ian says, the almost Britney Spears episode, sigh. Two of my all-time favorite things together that would have killed me. In reality, I agree with Elizabeth. I don't know. I don't think Brit would have worked out, and I know just for the scenes in the more after several rewatches. I think it's a really light and fun episode. There are so many good moments, like the one in the photo above, Dawn and Buffy messing with Joyce and vice versa. The party, I can't see. Buffy finding April's maker. It just feels like an average day in the Scooby's life.
Mm-hmm.
Just a small treat for the day. Also like the robot story. I like how the robot story relates with Buffy at the moment. The final scene with April is very sweet. What do you need?
Sorry, Steph.
I'm sorry. Simone says, Anya thinks April talks funny. Irony. Willow thinks April is pretty. Tara thinks April's life is sad and that she's obviously a robot, LOL. Xander is allowed to dance with Buffy because Anya knows that they're just friends. Warren is a creep. He made a robot girl to love him and ditched her. I feel bad for Katrina. She deserves better. Internet makes your money grow to money, money, money. Ha ha. Buffy doesn't need a boyfriend right now, and she certainly doesn't need to date Ben Glory. There are still guys out there getting it right. Flowers, gentlemen. Surprise ending. Frowny face.
Bleh.
Flowers.
Sorry, I had to do that at least once.
What?
You flowers? Don't bring flowers. Me flowers.
Simone also says, oh, puppy Xander is adorable. Somebody read. I'm out of breath.
She quit smoking, Steph. Steph doesn't smoke.
Hey, let's wrap it up.
What?
We got something more pressing to get to.
I feel like we're doing this episode a disservice.
Well, you already did it a disservice. It's your fault. Illyrio did it.
It's Illyrio's fault.
Well, Gabby and I were watching it. We were trying to figure out why everybody wanted us to watch this episode. Mm-hmm. We're like, this is so ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is happening here? And then I don't think we even commented on the cliffhanger yet, guys.
No, we haven't.
What?
Like, I think even Gabby and I, we were talking over each other at the end. We're like, oh, it's wrapping up. Oh, this is so dumb. And then all of a sudden, like, Joyce on the couch, we're like, what?
Like, you guys were awesome. I was walking home that day listening to that podcast, and I'm walking along the highway, and I can just hear the two of you, Oh my God! No, what? No, is she? No, do you think she's? No, it was so weird. And it went on for 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes of stunned craziness. It was great.
For yeah, and it was what, about maybe 15 seconds on screen.
Yes, yes, we had a great debate about, you know, whether she was really dead or not dead or what.
It yeah, Jane said that the script that they sent around for this episode actually ended with the Spike visiting Warren, and that was the end.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, only a limited amount of people knew the beginning of the next episode would be the end of this episode. It's one of the few instances that they've actually bridged from the end of one episode to a, you know, beginning of another.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Without it being like a two-parter, I think.
Yeah, it was quite shocking, to say the least, right, Gabby?
Well, she's a robot, right, guys?
Yeah, job. So, what did you think when you saw the end? Okay, pretend like you haven't watched The Body, okay?
I haven't watched it. Right, guys? I thought, I didn't think she was dead. I thought maybe she was just hit with something and mm-hmm. Buffy was going to save her. Because it's Buffy.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, and I didn't think she was dead. I thought they wanted us to think she was dead. And yeah, I thought, like, oh, this whole possible Buffy bot bullshit was actually like, oh, well, that's kind of not going to happen. Oh, maybe they made there's a robot of choice and she's powering down or about to power up or something. I didn't think there was no in my mind it there's no way she could possibly be dead. There was
yeah,
no way no fucking way they would do that.
Well, that's we're not gonna up. Tell you.
Well, thank you for keeping that for me, but I yeah there I know.
Wow, see, because when I saw it, honestly, I thought no, she's really dead. And I looked at how they had the actress lying on the couch, and I thought, this just looks too real and too convincing, and she looks to me like she's been there a while. And I was also thinking that we see this arc for Buffy where she goes through this, you know, this inner dialogue and this sort of maturation about her place in the world and being sort of content with herself. And I'm thinking, so what are the writers going to do? They're going to throw this incredible hurdle in her way now. Just when she's starting to be on her feet, it's the perfect time to do that. So I really did think she was dead.
Welcome to Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Moira, there's a question here on YouTube. If you're a newbie or a veteran?
Newbie.
And are you keeping pace with us, or are you ahead?
Well, I've seen the next episode, but at the time when I first watched this and reported it, I hadn't.
There you go, SportFan19.
Sorry, what?
I was answering SportFan19.
Ah, okay, yeah, no, I'm a newbie.
He's only a fan of one sport. Not sports in general.
Sport
with yay, sport.
Yeah. So I think it's time to rate.
I'll start. I hated this episode.
Wow.
I thought it was really dumb. I thought, I don't know, I just didn't like the whole robot thing. I was like, this is so ridiculous, but it completely redeemed itself with the last, you know, few seconds, because, mm-hmm. of course, it got us all like, oh my God, I want to watch the next episode. What the hell's going to happen?
Yeah.
So, but I did like the fact that Buffy realized that she can do things on her own. She didn't need, you know, a boyfriend or whatnot. And Spike's growing on me. I'm very indifferent towards him. I don't really like or dislike him. So for the first 41 minutes, I would give it maybe a 5 out of 10. And then adding the last minute or so, I would give it, I'd totally bump it up to about a 7.5, 8 out of 10.
Bump it up.
Gabby?
All right, I'll do a counterpoint.
Oh, Robin.
Of course.
I think this show, it was really, really good. It was a, it was very well written. I thought showing the parallels between Buffy and Riley's relationship and Buffy getting past all that and going, what should I do? I should get a man. I should get this Ben guy. I should figure that out. And cause I have to fix whatever I did wrong in this other relationship with Riley. And then seeing that parallel to, Warren and April. And I just thought it was kind of cool. I don't know. I don't know. April is, it kind of breaks my heart. Her walking door to door at night and looking for Warren, and obviously Warren is such a douche that he doesn't like appreciate this at all. And just the questions that brings up, it's like, well, yeah, I built this machine. Is it a machine? Is it something I can just easily discard? Or, do robots dream electric sheep kind of thing? It mm-hmm. brings up it. Her whole power down / death scene mm-hmm. on the swing set was beautiful. And I really appreciate it. I love the two cliffhangers you get hit with after Buffy has her, I can be my own woman. I'm every woman speech at the end with Xander. the Spike cliffhanger, and then boom, Buffy goes home, and what's going on there? I think it's great. I'm giving it 8 out of 10 Buffy groins.
Okay, can I go?
Please.
Go.
Good. There's some bits of this that I love, because sometimes Buffy really annoys me. Like, sometimes I just find her so kid-like, and I find some of her relationships dumb, like everything to do with Riley. And so in this one, I feel like she's taking this little step up in maturation, And
Hello?
Yeah, we're here.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm hearing a weird noise. And
someone's going off.
Okay. So I think so. So I enjoyed watching Buffy slipping into a more adult kind of frame of mind. I liked that. And I love the scene. Okay, Spike getting thrown through a window is comic gold. I just love that scene. It's hilarious. I love when Rupert stands up for Buffy when Spike comes in the magic shop and Rupert just shuts him down and looks like he's ready to throttle him. And the way all of her friends rally around her is pretty awesome. And actually, I agree with Robin. I think the scene with April on the swings at the end is actually touching. I'm amazed that this creature that I thought of as just a comic robot could actually make me feel something. But it kind of did, because it was this, she was sort of the poster child for all women that, try to change himself to make a man love them. And I just thought there was a good message in there somewhere. So I liked that part of it, too. And then the ending was awesome. I mean, as Kim said, that kind of brings it up a notch. So I just thought it was fascinating. Yeah, it made me want to watch the next episode right away. So I would give it 8 out of 10 Buffy bits in a box.
It sounds like season 4 of American Horror Story.
Yeah. I would give it, just, everything you guys said, I would give it 8 out of 10, but I'm sick to death of Riley. I'm tired of Riley. And
he was only in the previously on, Steph.
I know, but I just want to pretend like Riley never existed. So, wow. I give it 7 out of 10 dying batteries.
Wow.
Dying
batteries. Gabby? Or do you want me to go, Gabby? I'll go.
I would repeat, it's not your fault, the stuff, over and over again. Riley's not your fault. Riley's not your fault.
I'll go. Gabby, you'll round us out, okay? Yes.
Okay.
I thought this episode was funny. I thought there were parts of it that were stupid, but they were all canceled out by awesome funny. I wasn't as creeped out as some of you by Spike wanting a Buffy bot. He's got urges. all in all, I think this episode deserves, especially considering the three endings, I think this episode deserves a good 8.5 out of 10. Mummy?
Aww.
It's hard to go back into the same headspace I was in when I first watched this episode. Mm-hmm. But I will try my best. It was ridiculous, and the fact that they just jumped to the conclusion that it was a robot with no prep, and that everybody, I don't know, it was just the pure ridiculousness of the whole thing was fantastic. I was even amused by the reason, amused by and yet angered at the exact same time at Warren's reasons for creating a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And then there was the end. So, and I know we need to talk about other stuff, and everybody said everything that can be possibly said about this episode. So I'm going to give it 8.5 out of 10 really creepy sex toy robot girls. I don't know. No? I forgot what my...
That's what we thought. We enjoy hearing what you think as well about the episodes or about us, the podcast, this new ridiculous video thing we're doing, which I'm enjoying. I hope you guys are enjoying it too. And by you guys, I mean both co-hosts and listeners/viewers. Let's see. If you want to send us an email, you can do so at
potentialcast@gmail.com.
You can visit the website, potentialcast.com. That's where we release the show notes, release the individual episodes. You'll find seasons 1, 2, and 3 of Potential Cast listed there. I think season 4, I think I need to move my button and do that at some point. The Facebook group, though, is where it's at. Join the Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/potentialcast. And there you can join the over 300 and some odd people that participate in posting pictures and comments and things and all kinds of lovely things. Keep it spoiler free or else. And someone opened the door and closed it.
Bring them back.
I don't know who that was. I forgot to turn on my on-air light. I should have done that.
I think you're okay.
Yeah, I'll be all right. But it's just fun.
There's someone behind you.
So.
What was that?
Artie's feet and my daughter's loud voice is what I'm hearing. So that's it for your feedback options. If you want to send us an email or a voicemail about the feedback, you can call us at 270-40-BUFFY. Let us know what episode you're talking about early on so you don't get spoiled. And if you're going to send us an attachment or an email of any kind, please mention the episode title in the subject line. Thank you. I think it's quote time.
She wasn't just for sex.
I don't know about you.
I'm not a complete slime ball.
Yeah. I don't know about you guys, but I've had it with super strong little women who aren't me.
I'll do the one that Jane Espenson said was the Joss line. It's from Xander. Now is the time you choose to hug me.
I'll go with an April. You cannot make those suggestions to me. I have a boyfriend. Warren is my boyfriend.
My condolences to Warren.
Thank you.
That's a little too good there.
Don't know what I do when I don't record podcasts.
Star guys named Warren.
And see.
I left my bra in its car.
Oh.
I'm joking. The dessert cart.
Oh, guys.
Cute. What are you guys talking about?
Why are you guys crying?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did Joyce orgasm to death? Is that what we're supposed to figure out about this? Moira, is that possible? I'm asking you as a medical professional, not as a super hot.
Well, let's think about it. When
let's not.
Well, oh my god! Let's do
it. When you reach that stage and your heart rate is higher and your pulse is high, and maybe if you have a little, I don't know, undiagnosed coronary artery problem, hell yeah, sure she could document that.
Oh my god!
So should her doctors told her no sex
I'm
for
terrified.
6 weeks?
Sorry, what was
should
that?
Her doctors after her surgery should her doctors
terrified.
Have told her no orgasms for 6 weeks or something like that?
Yeah, 6 weeks seems like a long time. Maybe for a few weeks, yeah.
All right, thank you. Hey, Bob DeGrand, we're really happy you could participate in this too. Yay.
Hey, Bob.
I wish I had a fan.
This is a first year I went to Comic-Con fan.
Aww. Back when I was the game staff.
In Europe and America. Sorry. All right, folks. Did everyone give a quote?
Yes.
What's on the slate for next time, Steph?
Oh, Lord. Oh, well, it's, you know, it's the body. Everybody knows
are you
it.
Of the body?
Oh, God.
Festival.
Landra.
Festival.
Landru.
All right. Any final words?
I can't wait for the red hour.
I want to thank every single one of you for talking about this episode tonight and being here super early because it was all my fault. And again, Moira, thank you. Steph, glad you could be on this time. Kim, glad you're finally on this crazy roller coaster. And Gabby and Robin, you know. It was bound to happen.
It goes without saying.
Goes without saying. All right, folks. Moira, where can we listen to you?
You can listen to me giving feedback at Intro to X pretty much every week. or you can listen to old episodes of FisherCast, the 6 Feet Under podcast that I did
nice.
A couple years ago with Robin.
All right, folks. Until next time, goodbye.
Okay.
Kim there yet?
Kimberly?
I think I...
Hey!
Yay!
Hey!
Oh my gosh, we're all
and
together.
We're live on the internets, everyone.
Wow.
Let's join hands.
Nope. Kami.
Make it all come.